What's up, everyone? Welcome to the January 21st edition of DraftKings Tournament Plays presented by PrizePicks. I'm your host, Adam Scherer. You can find me on Twitter at ShipMyMoneyDFS. And as a reminder, you get one free month of Awesemo Plus Platinum when you sign up and make a deposit at PrizePicks. Be sure to use the code Awesemo to receive a 100% first deposit bonus up to $100. We have a big 11-game slate today. Obviously, a lot of injury news that we are still waiting on. Things are going to change between now and lock. So be sure to tune in to the deeper dive from 5 Eastern until 6 Eastern and live before lock from 6 until 7 for more up-to-date news. But for now, I'm going to take a look at 5 of the top tournament options on DraftKings as things stand right now. Coming in at number 5, Jason Tatum, $9,700, only projected for 3% ownership tonight. He has small forward and power forward eligibility and an 8% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Tatum has a favorable matchup against the Portland Trailblazers. They are a weak team defensively, and we know that Tatum is going to play a lot of minutes, assuming this game's competitive. Tatum's priced at a point where, on average, he's a little bit overpriced. It makes it difficult to get to him, but within any one game, you can certainly see Tatum step up and play really well and Jaylen Brown take more of a backseat and not cut into Tatum's production as much as he does on a typical night. The low ownership makes it a pretty appealing spot to pay up a little bit and, you know, overpay a little bit to be contrarian in going to Tatum, someone that is certainly good enough to, you know, score 55, 60 DraftKings points if things go his way. Number 4, Duncan Robinson, $3,700, projected for 4% ownership with an 8% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Robinson still only played about 23 minutes in Miami's last game, despite the absence of Tyler Hero and Kyle Lowry. They're out again tonight. Robinson was in the starting lineup, but he just didn't close that game. There's still minutes available for him, though, if he plays well. At $3,700 and very little ownership, it's a pretty appealing spot to get to, especially with the way the slate stands right now, where there's not a lot of really good cheap value, and there are plenty of guys to pay up for. Robinson isn't a safe option. He's not the most exciting option to roster, but at that price tag, he certainly has a ceiling because of his ability to knock down three-pointers. If he shoots well, he's more likely to play more minutes. Also, which adds some volatility, which is nice in tournaments. Number 3, De'Anthony Melton, $4,200, projected for 5% ownership with a 9% chance of being in the optimal lineup tonight. He let down more than half the field last time out. Kind of a really interesting spot because it was surprising that he only played 17 or 18 minutes in Memphis's last game, despite the absences of Tyus Jones and Desmond Bane and Dylan Brooks. But what we saw happen was the field, I think, drastically overestimate how safe those minutes were. It was very likely that he was going to play more, but he really didn't have to, especially once he was coming off the bench. And we know that Memphis just doesn't prioritize getting him minutes. The flip side is kind of happening tonight, though. Everyone's going to be afraid to go back. We currently have him projected for 5% ownership. He's only $4,200. So if he gets extra minutes, which he certainly can if he plays well, he's capable of putting up a very big score. He's a good fantasy point per minute guy. He averages a little over a fantasy point per minute. So if he plays well and just happens to cut into, for example, John Conchar's minutes, that's typically who he was playing behind last game, you could see a big game for Melton. So certainly not a safe play, but the kind of guy that I like getting to when the ownership is low. Number 2, Bobby Portis, $6,700. Center-only eligibility makes it difficult to prioritize him, but as a result, you're only getting about 8% ownership right now with a 10% chance of being in the optimal lineup. Portis is well over a fantasy point per minute player. He's likely to play about 32 minutes tonight. There's obviously a lot of opportunity cost at the position, but he's absolutely capable of going for 40-plus at his $6,700 price tag. And then number 1, Nikola Jokic, just typically at the top of my tournament lists when we get these bigger slates and his ownership is low. He's $12,600. He's projected for 8% ownership, 12% chance of being in the optimal lineup. It's difficult to get to Jokic because not only are there a lot of really good pay-up options and a lot of really good center options, there's also not a lot of really good cheap value, as I mentioned earlier. So it makes it difficult to get there, and it makes him risky because even though he's the highest projected player on the slate, it's pretty likely that if he just, you know, hits his projection and scores 65 fantasy points or, you know, whatever in that ballpark, whatever he's projected for, you're probably going to be able to have had better lineups by paying down at center. But he's still also got the highest ceiling on the slate. You only have to go back one game to see him score more than 90 fantasy points and essentially be someone that you had to have in your lineup no matter what his salary was. So a really, really high ceiling. And even if he's not quote unquote optimal in the sense of when you're building, you know, a cash lineup or building the highest projected lineups you can, he gives you access to a completely different ceiling than almost any other player. So to recap, the top five tournament options on DraftKings as things stand right now: Jason Tatum, Duncan Robinson, DeAnthony Melton, Bobby Portis, and Nikola Jokic.